Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Kicking off another big week, kicking off another big month here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble, thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And welcome to May, a brand new, fresh month. What will you do with this month? What trajectory will you take? How high, how fast, and how far will you fly with your business and your life in this month? Because this month is a brand new month, brand new, fresh, clean slate to attack and make what you will, and it's up to you. It's on your shoulders to make it happen. Your vision is waiting for you to realize it, to bring it to life. But I got to tell you, there's a small warning that I want to give you. The old saying can be true, and the old saying is, it's lonely at the top. Let me say this. It's true, but it's only partially true, and we're going to discuss why this is the case. It's lonely at the top for a few reasons. Number one, so few ever make it to the top. So many people quit before they ever get there. And frankly, the mindset doesn't match the path. Isn't that interesting? Think about this. A lot of times people don't make it because they decide they're just not worth it. Deep down inside, they say to themselves, I'm not worth going after it. I'm not worth my dreams. My dreams are too big, because they've been told that by so many people. They've been force-fed this idea that enough is enough, that to go after everything you want in life is somehow greedy, that success, wealth, all those things is greedy, and that greed is bad. First and foremost, it's not greedy. If you do well by people, then it's your responsibility to go as big as you can go, to go as high, as fast, and as far as you can go in life. If you're willing to help others along the way, if you're willing to be generous with the spoils of your victories, then why not go for more? It's almost like our bound responsibility to go as big as we can in life, to go all the way to the top. Now, if we keep everything to ourselves, if we don't share our success, if we're not willing to give back, especially to the people that helped us get there, then yeah, I could see the point where that might be an ugly reality that some people do live. If all we do is make it about the victory, if all we do is make it about climbing to the summit, then maybe we lose the whole point. I think this glamorization that we have in today's society with money and with wealth and with success, I think a lot of times that gets blown out of proportion, and it creates sort of a negative bias towards success, especially for people who aren't necessarily geared that way, that aren't necessarily wired to go out and create their dream life for themselves. Not just lifestyle, I'm talking about life. If you really want something in life, then damn it, go for it. Go clear to the top. Is it true that so few make it? Yes. But let's call it what it is. The reality is so few make it because so few decide to go. They can see the summit. They can see the top, and they can say, hey, man, that's pretty cool. It's amazing to see people who have tremendous success in life, however you define that, however we each define that. They might look at other people and say, well, it'd be nice. But that right there, that's their consolation prize, the life they have, what they're willing to accept. If you are here because you have made a decision to create something better for yourself, something more exciting, more fulfilling, more prosperous, then congratulations, strap in. Let's go for the ride. Let's make it happen. So few make it because so few choose to go for it. So few make it because so many quit before they get there. They talk a big game. Yeah, sure, they want everything that they see in all the marketing. They want everything they see on TV. They want everything that they see on the reality shows with all the celebrities. They dream about it, but they don't do anything about it. Dreaming and doing are two completely different things. And so the question is, how many people have quit before they ever got to the summit? That's where the numbers shake out. That's where the statistics show up. It doesn't mean that it has to be true for you. But it does take a mindset to match. You got to have the mindset for the path. You got to have a mindset for the climb. You got to have a mindset to make it to the summit. So how do we do it? Well, the first part is that we got to be focused. You got to be 100% laser focused on what it is you really want. When was the last time you actually sat down and thought to yourself, what is it I really want from this? And I'm not talking about in general terms. Hey, man, I want to make a lot of money. That doesn't tell me anything. Because a lot of money could be $5. If you give a lot of money, if you give $5 to somebody in a third world country, $5 is a lot of money. So you got to be clear on what that means to you. Hey, I want to have the ability, I want freedom, you know, I want time freedom. What the heck does that mean? Time freedom? Does that mean that you have time to brush your teeth and have a good breakfast in the morning before you leave? Maybe that's time freedom to some people, just the ability to be able to take a nap in the middle of the day is time freedom. Is that what it means to you? If not, you have to get crystal clear on what it is you want. The ability to do things, to affect change, to live a way that you maybe have dreamed about your entire life, but get clear on it. Don't just be general about it. Don't be nebulous about it. And then once you're clear on it, you got to get focused. Focus on doing the stuff that gets you to where you want to be. I was talking to a gentleman last week, and we were talking about the power of focus, the power of clarity. And when you combine those two together, you are a force to be reckoned with. We were talking about the ability to say, you know what? There's a lot of things that would be nice. There are a lot of things that I could apply myself to. But what's the stuff I really want? What's the lifestyle that I really want to live? Who are the people I really want to surround myself with? What are the experiences I really want to enjoy in my limited time on Earth? To get clear on those and to be as focused as you can be to weed out all the other stuff, to weed it out. And here's what's interesting about that. The instant I share that with somebody, a person will invariably come up to me and say, yeah, that would be awesome, JT. I would love to build my business. I would love to be able to travel to Zanzibar. I would love to be able to ski the Alps. I would love to be able to put my kids into that college. I would love to be able to fly private jets or first class. They start talking about all the stuff that would be nice, except that I can't because of this. And they start going down all the reasons why they can't do it. And my point to that is you're focused on the wrong things. We're not saying that those things aren't part of reality right now. The question is, how much are you focused on what you want to create, and how much are you focused on the barriers that are limiting you and preventing you from getting there? It's totally understandable to be grounded in reality and to realize that there are certain things that might act as barriers, but to think that they are permanent and to think that you can never get where you want to be simply because the current situation doesn't allow it is a very sad reality that some people live in. That's why it's so lonely at the top. Few people actually have the courage to go for it. But beyond just focus and clarity, you also have to have structure. Structure is so important. You have to have the ability to step in and step up and start moving. I'm going to be talking about structure. I'm doing a webinar on Wednesday. If you guys want to follow me, get yourself over to facebook.com/flywithjt. I actually posted a link to that. If you want to listen to what I have to share, I'll be talking about that on Wednesday. I think it's 5 Eastern. I'm not sure what time it is. You have to go check it out. My point to it is this, is that you have to have some structure to what you do, because if you just show up every day with a ton of focus and a ton of clarity of what you want, you're fired up, you've got the, quote, passion, well, guess what? Unfocused passion or unstructured passion will just get dispersed. It'll just flow away. And then you show up the next day and you feel the same way, and then you show up the next day. But pretty soon it's like walking in deep sand. It's like running on a hamster wheel. We think to ourselves, you know, I want to quit my job to get off that hamster wheel, but I'm over here trying to build this business. It feels like an even more futile hamster wheel. I just keep spinning my wheels. And then what happens? We start doubting ourselves. We start thinking, whoa, all the naysayers may be right. And then we start to back off. We start to dial back. Pretty soon, we don't make it to the top. And we're part of that statistic that says, so few make it. That's why it's lonely at the top. Why do so many people quit? Well, first and foremost, it starts with inaccurate expectations. People say to themselves, hey, I'm going to make this thing big in the next 30 days. I'm going to be different than everybody else. People don't know what they were dealing with. They've never seen anybody like me. We start allowing our ego to get into the way. We start to allow our explosive expectations that have been blown way out of proportion, sometimes by the salespeople that sold us the dream in the first place. We allow that stuff to blind us instead of taking the blinders off and stepping back and thinking pragmatically about that structure that we need. How are we going to show up to it every single day? How are we going to stay focused? How are we going to keep the clarity of our mind sharp so that we can keep moving each and every single day? Not just on the days when we feel like it, but the days when we don't. We set inaccurate expectations for ourselves. It doesn't mean that the expectations we have aren't possible. Is it possible for somebody to hit it out of the park in their first 30 days? Is it possible for somebody to go from zero, nothing, to the big time in less than a year? Absolutely it's possible. But does it necessarily mean that that's an accurate expectation to place on ourselves? Maybe, maybe not. That's a question only you can answer for yourself. And don't let some guru tell you. Don't let some glorified salesperson tell you. You got to answer that for yourself. There's only one person that can answer that for you. Now, granted, if you've got some great advisors, if you've got mentors that can help you sift through that kind of a question, then certainly seek that out. But there's a part where you're going to have to do it for yourself. You're going to have to get crystal clear on what those expectations can and should be for you. So many people quit because they have inaccurate expectations. So many people quit because they don't have a clear why. It's not even about being a strong why. They just sometimes it's non-existent. They just one day decided, hey, I've had enough. I'm just going to do this. Well, guess what? Having that have had enough moment is important, but it's not everything. Because once your pissed offness wears off, once your anger, your frustration, once you've gone from that place of being just completely fed up, once that wears off, then what? When you return to your emotional baseline, when everything's calm, you're tired of being angry, you got to have it. You got to have that gas in the tank to keep you moving. It's not about being constantly pissed off. It's not about being constantly fired up. It's not about being constantly passionate, because I got news for you. The journey's long. There are going to be times when your passion's not going to be there, when you are not going to feel like it, when you're going to be tired, sore, sick, disenfranchised, where you're going to say to yourself, I thought this was going to be something I feel like I don't even belong to anymore. You're going to have those times when you're going to want to throw the towel in. That's where people quit, because they're not strong enough in their why. They have inaccurate expectations, and their why just isn't there. It's either not strong enough or non-existent. Don't even get me started on fear. So many people succumb to fear. Why? Because their why isn't strong enough, because they haven't had the expectation to realize that, yeah, there are going to be times when you fear failure. Because the concept of failure for some people is too much to take. Their egos are too much in the game. They can't possibly bear to be seen as somebody who didn't win on the first stroke. They can't possibly be seen as a person that made a mistake, maybe lost a little bit of time, lost a little money, lost a little faith. They can't see that. They don't want to be seen like that. So the fear of failure is too much. Sometimes the fear of success is too much. What happens if I'm successful? What happens if all my friends leave because they can't stand to be around me? Hey, guess what? It happens. It's lonely at the top for a reason. Because let's say that you go clear to the top. Let's say that you make it. There are going to be people that can't possibly stomach it because their mindset isn't dialed into it. They can't stomach it because to them, it represents a weakness on their part, an insufficiency in their part. They look like people that don't have it together, because standing next to you, that's how they feel. They have that insecurity, not because you're placing it on them, and not because society or the world's placing it on them. They're placing it on themselves. And so because they have that insecurity, because they have that sense of whatever, you know, like they don't feel like they stack up to you, that they've created for themselves. You haven't done anything. Because they feel that way, they're going to start dumping on you. It happens. But don't let that distract you from focusing on success. If you want to be success, don't fear success. Some people fear loss. This is the big one. Besides just failure, they fear loss. Well, what happens if it doesn't work out and I lose all my money? So because of that one thought that passes through their mind, it could be strong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's something fleeting. It could be a strong thought, but because of that one thought, they don't go. They decide not to launch. They decide to hold back until they, quote, get some more information. I need some time to think about this. I'm going to contemplate it. I'm going to take my time. And yet they keep taking their time. One day turns into a week. One week turns into a month. One month turns into a decade of time that has passed, and they're still in the same place. Worse, they're not in the same place. They're 10 years older. The fear of loss keeps people trapped. They become a hostage to their own mind. Sometimes they fear losing people. Sometimes they fear losing opportunity. Sometimes they fear losing something so bad they can't take it, and that's their money, their identity, whatever it is. And to them, because it's such a powerful part of who they are, they can't let go. They can't let go of where they are, and they'll never get where they want to be. That's why so many people quit. Now, this doesn't have to be true for you. It's lonely at the top, but not entirely. Here's the part. If you've got the mindset to match, then you are unstoppable. You get where you are because of the decisions you make. You get where you are because you either take responsibility or you make excuses. That's it. We can either make excuses or we can take responsibility and say, I'm gonna move this thing forward. Up to this point, it's been unacceptable. I have allowed myself to live at a standard that is far below what I have decided to accept. But here forth, I will step boldly toward my dreams. I have faith. I don't need proof. You see, here's the difference. Here's another thing. When people have the mindset for success, they don't need proof. They don't need validation. Yeah, it's kind of nice every now and then when you see a testimonial or you see something that gives you an idea that, hey, this could work out. It's kind of nice, right? It feels good. But for people that absolutely have to have that in order to make a decision, they're actually asking for somebody else to make the decision for them. They're not going to win. Not with that mindset. So don't worry about those people. Don't be one of those people, certainly, but don't worry about them. There's going to be people like that all the time that just need proof. They need evidence. They need statistics. They need all kinds of stuff. Hey, can you supply me with this? Is this possible? Is that possible? Listen, I don't know if it's possible. It's not possible if you sit on your ass and do nothing. I could tell you that for certain. Nice talking to you. Have a great day. And then you move on. It's really not about those people anyway. It's about surrounding yourself with the right people, the amazing people that definitely have your back, that get what you're about, that are on their own path to greatness. Because here's the fact, it's not lonely at the top. It's actually not lonely at all, because what you're surrounded by are the kind of people who have been fighting that sense of loneliness themselves. The journey to the top is lonely. It's not lonely at the top. The journey to get there could be heartbreakingly lonely. You're going to have lots of people who drop out, lots of people who talk a big game but then fall away. You're going to have lots of people who swear to God they're going to be with you every step of the way. And then you look around to your left, you look around to your right, you turn around behind you and you see you're all alone, or so it seems. That's why it's so important to surround yourself with amazing people, high altitude people, people who are on a path. They don't have to be on the same journey as you. They don't have to be going and building a business. They don't have to be going over here and doing this. But they have to at least be somebody who's capable of understanding what it means to push yourself to be the best version of yourself. If they're fellow entrepreneurs, it's even better. If they're professionals and people who are pushing to make a great life for themselves and for the people around them, great. It's not lonely at the top, my friend. When you get to the top, you will find that there are fewer people there, but it's a higher caliber of person because it's the people that get it, the people that understand the sacrifice that you've made. They understand the commitment that it takes. They understand the devotion that you must have, the till death do us part devotion that you have to have to your dream, because they're going to have the same till death do us part devotion to their dream. Follow them. Fly formation with them. And realize it's not lonely at the top. The journey to the top can be lonely. But it's not lonely at the top. There's just fewer people, but they're amazing people. And it is worth it. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power of Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.